I can see at the doorway to the cathedral, I can see he's carrying the torch and it is lit. I can see that flickering flame that we've seen since it came over the Scottish border on Thursday into Northumberland. I can just see the torch itself with the flames showing up beautifully against the wonderful stonework of the cathedral there. So they must have lit the torch here. We were understood he was going to carry it down to light in the market square, unless it's just for the photographers, of course, because there are a lot of media here, as you'd expect, and he's been doing a lot of interviews and posing for photographs. So he's now walking down the pathway away from the cathedral down to the main road. He's going to get nearer to the choir and hopefully hear some of that wonderful singing, because they really are doing a lovely, lovely job there in their purple robes, and they're being very strong-willed. They're not turning round to have a look at the torch as it comes down behind them. They're fixing their eyes very firmly on their conductor. What professionals they are, just young kids, but they're singing their hearts out as the lit Olympic torch comes past, carried in the left hand, as we've been saying, of Durham cricketer Paul Collingwood. He's broken a bone in his right hand. And as he was saying earlier on BBC Newcastle, to do this has made him feel like a kid at Christmas, and he is just so smiling. I've never seen such a broad smile. Now he's stopping, he's making very slow progress because he is stopping. And he just swung the torch like a cricket bat. So it went upside down as he swung it through, and he held it up again, and the flame is still burning. So respect for the people who devised the burner system within these torches. We know already that they can survive heavy rain, because we saw all the rain as it came down through the region. Right, he's now leaving the cathedral premises, coming out onto the road here, making his way through the crowds. A big round of applause, everyone smiling to see him. And he's coming round the corner now. That's the flame is burning very strongly, actually, so they've done a good job at lighting it there. He's now walking just in front of us now. There's a cameraman walking backwards behind him. That could be entertaining later on. And we're going to follow him down to the market square now. He's striding very strongly along, holding the torch in his left hand. Nice steady walk there. You can tell that he's an athlete and a sportsman, no messing. You can see the plaster on his right hand where, as we say, he's got an injury. It's quite heavily strapped up, so he is going to have to be careful not to accidentally switch that torch to his right hand if it gets tired, because we have seen some torchbearers switch from side to side as they've wanted to change hands. So obviously he hasn't got that option. So yeah, we're walking down now towards the market square, leaving the cathedral behind us. He's being followed by people trotting along at quite a pace, because he's setting quite a pace, and I'm not a very fit person, so if we keep up this pace I may not be speaking by the end of this journey, but we will try and keep up with him. The flame still burning brightly, and the excited crowds following. Some very, very gentle marshalling going on. People are allowing the crowds to come near, but as we've seen all along, the grey track-suited guards who are forming a bubble of protection, as they call it, around the torch all the way through the region. They're hanging on here. Although, of course, we know the torch gave them the slip, because it came down on the zip wire from the Tyne Bridge down to HMS Calliope on the Gateshead side, so there were no protection officers there. And also Steve Cram, when he took the torch to Sunderland Aquatic Centre and he walked across that boom thing over the swimming pool and was not surrounded by police officers then. So, but now they're now they're gathering around him. Now we're very constricted in Sadler Street, so people pushing in on either side, but all following the flame. He's holding it up nice and high so we can see it burning. Everyone's following it. He's like the Pied Piper here, with people following behind. Every now and then he turns around so the people behind him can get a photograph, and with a different background. And there are people running ahead, trying to get pictures as well, tripping up on the cobbles. Oh, we're getting a bit mayhemic here. And there are people now hanging out of the windows of the shops on the North Bailey. We're just doing the left turn in Sadler Street, which is going to take us down into the Market Square, where there's a fantastic reception being planned for him. 800 tickets were available free, but you had to get tickets. They sold out instantly. There was a queue from the Market Square back past the Gala Theatre, so right through the centre of Durham there. And there's a waiting list for anyone who returns their tickets. So it's the hottest ticket in town. It's described as a breakfast celebration. And Matt Baker's mum, Janice, is going to be cooking breakfast for the VIPs, along with some young farmers from County Durham. So that's all going on.